I think the bill clarifies as to what local correctional facilities may do with civil immigration detainers, not criminal detainers. If someone is taken into custody into a jail and their fingerprints are run through the system and Homeland Security asks the local jail to hold them, whether they should or mandated to hold them for at least 48 hours or not. Our experience has been that there's a lot of people without any criminal records who have been maybe pulled over for driving out of license who are being picked up in cases such as this. This bill kind of goes hand in hand with secure communities, which was, and I agree, to get rid of the violent offenders who are in a community whose immigration status is not legitimate at this point. But unfortunately, the way the practice is going is a lot of people who have no criminal record are being picked up and are being detained being detained and turned over to Homeland Security.
Why should they not be detained if, even though they don't have a criminal record, if there is some question about their immigration status, whether they're here illegally, Homeland Security is alerted to that? Why shouldn't local police and local detention centers hold these people?
Well, one, it's dividing the communities. One is, and you'll have law enforcement come and testify that people are afraid to come and report crimes. People are afraid to call in if they're a victim of a crime because they're afraid that the police start asking about their immigration status, that they may be going through the transition period right now or trying to adjust. And so that's one of the major problems. And the other is the practical sense is that, these are civil detainers. A lot of the folks who are being picked up have never gone in front of a judge and been found guilty of anything. And so it still allows a judge to hear them, whether it's a commissioner or a judge, to set bail, local bail, if they find they're a flight risk or a public safety, or if they're a danger to the public safety.
But they're not required under your bill to hold.
Not required. And recently, there's a court decision that kind of points to this issue. I think that the city of Frederick was sued over this because of the profiling they were doing, where they were just randomly coming up to individuals who they suspected that may not to be immigrants and start asking them questions about their immigration status. We do have a problem with that. The second is that there was always a question as to whether local jails had to hold the alleged defendants for 48 hours. And recently an attorney general's opinions came down and said that it was optional and that it was not mandatory.
I got you. Do you find that the enforcement of that is inconsistent? Like, whereas you mentioned Frederick County. Frederick County might be a little more aggressive in immigration enforcement than, say, other jurisdictions in the state.
And that's why I think we're trying to make it more consistent.
Right.
I mean, at the end of the day, we're one state. Mm-hmm. And whether something occurs to you in Frederick or Montgomery or Prince George's County, for example, I mean, everybody should be treated the same way. And there's a lot of inconsistency now depending on the county. And I think we're trying to uniform all the counties so we're all on the same page.
All right. Thank you.